This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on deaths in the U.S. from excessive alcohol use, effectiveness of this season's flu vaccines, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, deaths from excessive alcohol use are on the rise in the U.S. Next, this season's flu vaccines are effective at reducing flu-related medical visits and hospitalizations. Finally, CDC released updated guidance for investigating and responding to suicide clusters. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, MMWR's Editor-in-Chief. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of February 26th. Deaths caused by alcohol use, such as alcoholic liver disease and alcohol use disorder, have increased in the U.S. during the past two decades. However, the underlying causes of death partially caused by alcohol use, such as injuries or certain types of cancer, have not been studied. In the first report, researchers estimated the average number and rate of deaths from excessive alcohol use during three periods, 2016 through 2017, 2018 through 2019, and 2020 through 2021. They included 58 underlying causes of death that are fully or partially due to alcohol use. Average annual deaths from excessive alcohol use in the U.S. reached 178,000 deaths per year during 2020 through 2021, a 29% increase compared to 2016 through 2017. Although more men die from excessive alcohol use, deaths among women increased 35%, while deaths among men increased 27%. Effective alcohol policies can reverse these recent increases in deaths and create healthier, safer communities. These include reducing the number and concentration of places selling alcohol and increasing alcohol taxes. The next two reports highlight the effectiveness of this season's flu vaccines. The composition of flu vaccines is reviewed twice a year and updated as needed, because circulating influenza viruses continually change. For the first time, CDC's early vaccine effectiveness estimates for children and adults are available from four different vaccine effectiveness networks at the same time. In the second report, CDC analyzed preliminary data to estimate the effectiveness of the 2023-24 flu vaccines. Early data indicate that among children, this season's flu vaccines have reduced the risk of flu-related medical visits by two-thirds and flu-related hospitalizations by about half. Among adults, flu vaccines have reduced the risk of flu-related medical visits by half and flu-related hospitalizations by 40%. This is similar to past seasons when the composition of flu vaccines was well matched with circulating flu viruses. Surveillance data can provide rapid estimates of flu vaccine effectiveness within a current season to help guide public health recommendations. The California Department of Public Health requires mandatory reporting of flu vaccine administration and influenza laboratory test results. In the third report, the Health Department used California data to evaluate the effectiveness of this season's flu vaccines against laboratory-confirmed infection. California data was similar to national estimates. Effectiveness against influenza A and B was highest among people younger than 18. It declined with age to 30% among adults 65 and older. These findings reinforce mandatory reporting of public health data to rapidly take action as needed. Annual flu vaccination is the first and most important action to prevent flu illness and its potentially serious complications. CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get a yearly flu vaccine as long as flu is spreading in the community. The last three reports, part of one MMWR supplement, describe CDC's updated guidance for suspected and confirmed suicide clusters in the U.S. Suicide clusters occur when a group of suicide attempts happen closer together in time and or location than would normally be expected in a community. Suicide clusters are rare and are believed to be only a small proportion of overall deaths by suicide. However, suicide clusters can have unique characteristics and challenges. When they occur, they are often highly publicized, which means responsible media reporting is critical. They can have considerable negative effects on the community, including prolonged grief and elevated fear and anxiety about further deaths. Following the release of CDC's recommendations for a community plan for the prevention and containment of suicide clusters in 1988, reporting and investigating of suicide cluster events increased. Using current science and public health practice data, CDC has expanded recommendations for assessing, investigating, and responding to suicide clusters. The updated guidance helps community leaders and agencies determine whether a confirmed cluster exists, if concerns are present in a community, the specific characteristics of suspected or confirmed suicide clusters, and what actions can be taken. Steps include reviewing guidance and developing a community-specific response plan, notifying and preparing identified groups, and identifying and changing elements to reduce the likelihood of further suicides or suicide attempts. The guidance provides lead agencies and community leaders with information to strategically tailor a response based on resources, cultural context, and health equity needs of the community. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.